California's new fiscal year begins Thursday, but there's no budget yet. Among the unresolved issues is a plan to save money by revising the state's contract with prison guards. Those guards work in the nation's largest prison system, housing more than 160,000 inmates. Over the past 20 years, the guards have parlayed their jobs into enormous political power. But as John Myers of member station KQED reports, budget deficits and prison scandals may be changing that political equation.
On a recent Sunday morning, California's Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante led the crowd in song at a minor league ballpark just a few miles away from the state capitol in Sacramento. The ballpark had been rented out for a private picnic of the labor union that represents California's prison guards, and the Lieutenant Governor played to the crowd.
We're just correctional officers. We're just regular folk.
Bustamante is a longtime supporter of the guards. In turn, they have given him some $93,000 in campaign contributions in the last 3 years. And he's not alone. The union has doled out a total of more than $12.5 million to California candidates and campaigns in just the last 4 years. Lance Corcoran is executive vice president of the union, officially known as the California Correctional Peace Officers Association.
We do support those individuals who are at least willing to talk to us, that ideologically understand our issues on the death penalty, that are willing to listen to us about collective bargaining or labor issues. And so that's been an important part of our relationship.
That relationship has been so successful because it has crossed party lines, according to Andy Draheim of Common Cause of California.
The Peace Officers Association, judging by their political giving patterns, plays the campaign money game in a very sophisticated way.
Much of the money from the Guards Union in recent years has gone to California's last two governors, Republican Pete Wilson and Democrat Gray Davis. Former Governor Davis alone took in some $3 million from the Guards Union. In 2002, he negotiated a new contract that state auditors say will end up increasing the pay of prison guards by some 37% over 5 years.
I think money does talk. It's talked for them over the last couple of decades. But, you know, the gig is up.
State Senator Jackie Speier voted for that contract, as did almost every other member of the California legislature. She now says that was a mistake.
Business as usual, where they're calling all the shots, is just not going to continue to be the case. They're employees, and they're going to be treated with respect, but they're not going to be running the show.
The prison guards contract is also now in the crosshairs of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who wants $300 million in concessions to help erase the state's budget deficit. At the recent picnic rally, Union President Mike Jimenez came out swinging at critics of the contract.
I am not ashamed of our contract. I am proud of the job that we do every day, keeping California safe from the most violent and predatory individuals known to mankind.
But the union's problems may now be more than just political. Last week, a report from a special federal investigator concluded the power of the union is a major obstacle to prison reform in California. The report criticized, in particular, the so-called code of silence some guards have used to protect each other and to stall investigations. The prison guards call their job the toughest beat in the state. But this year, with both their paychecks and their power on the line, that beat may be tougher than any of them expected. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.